On Boxing Day, I read an article covering a Market Square celebration attended by Mayor Guthrie, MP Longfield, representatives of the Chabad House of Guelph, and a large festive, multi-denominational community gathering. The city of Guelph hosted the event, purposed to acknowledge and celebrate Hanukkah, with the centerpiece of the inclusive evening being the lighting of a symbolic 9-foot menorah. Reader Michael Douglas would like to see Hanukkah celebrated in Market Square longer. This year, for the first time in 19 years, Hanukkah, the centuries-old and worldwide joyous Jewish holiday, began on Christmas Day. Traditionally, the Festival of Light lasts for a full 8 days, this year from December 25th to January 2nd. I understand the menorah, or Hanukkah, as a candelabrum that typically holds 9 candles. 8 candles symbolize the 8 days of Hanukkah, and the 9th, a shamash, is a central candle used to light the others. On each day of Hanukkah, a candle is lit until all 8 candles are illuminated. I am a Gentile unable to attend the aforementioned event open to all. However, in the interest of acknowledging and supporting community inclusivity, I stopped by Market Square late evening on the 28th, hoping to get a photo of Market Square all lit up in its seasonal splendor. Colorful lights were in abundance everywhere. A beautiful towering Christmas tree shone brightly on a mild, clear night. I looked high and low for the menorah. I was quite bewildered trying to understand why, only 4 days into Hanukkah, not only was there no menorah with 4 lights still to be lit up, there was no menorah, period. I returned home disappointed. You know I love kittens, but I have none at home given my relentless tendency to satisfy all my curiosities. Copyright. I made inquiries with the city and Chabad House. Turns out the 9-foot menorah was only at Market Square for the evening event and was removed the next day. It's a shame it was not allowed to run for its full 8 days of cultural and religious significance. I understand Dr. White of Chabad House would have preferred that the menorah stay in place and be lit daily for the full 8-day duration of Hanukkah, however that would require council approval. In the pursuit of total community inclusivity, perhaps next year the city will endeavor to plan these important all-inclusive events early enough to allow all major religious and cultural entities a representative place in the festive celebrations at City Hall, using the truncated menorah tradition as a reference point and learning curve. Season's greetings, everyone. Michael Douglas, Guelph.